Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Randall, step back three.
Such a results-driven person, and I'm a little upset about the loss.
Disgusting. You score 134 points. You have a guy go for 57.
And driving the lane is Randall, who lays it in and is fouled.
And you lose to a, at best, mediocre basketball team at home. That game is disgusting from the Knicks last night.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
It's a shame to waste a performance like that.
On 98.7 ESPN.
All right, now the big 7 o'clock hour. DiPietro Rothenberg with you, 98.7 ESPN. You know what we have this hour? This is a big hour.
O'clock hour is a huge hour.
We have CMT.
Yep.
Which, and I think RJ is going to be great with the CMT today. I just have a feeling that it's going to have an extra je ne sais quoi.
It's not his best segment, but it's good.
What do you think is best is Sim?
The Sim is, spectacular.
Does RJ do Sim better, or does Raymond do Plays of the Week better?
Oh.
Yeah.
Don't put me in that. Don't
no,
put me
I'm
in
asking
that
you
spot.
As a friend,
no,
I'm asking
you. No, don't put me in that spot.
Why?
No. Oh, well, because.
What did you just say? A minute.
Raymond's Plays of the Week
uh-huh.
is phenomenal. But that's only once a week.
Sim is daily.
And it's, we go around everything.
All right, so factor it all in. Raymond has a week to prepare, but the delivery is usually at a very high level.
And he's playing sound, too.
But RJ has to do this every single day, and he's quick. He gives us room to, jump in there and kind of take it over a little bit. I don't think there's a wrong answer. I don't think anyone's going to punish you for saying something, unless you're nasty. What do you think?
I don't want to hurt feelings. I don't. But
all
I'm
going
to have to go with Santillo. I'm going to have to go with Santillo because it's every day.
Really?
It's no. Every day. I'm going to go with Santiago.
But I don't know who's playing that.
That's Santiago. It's Santillo that's playing that.
How do you know that?
Because I know.
RJ, is that true? Were you the one playing that?
Yeah, I can't tell you that.
It's him.
Can I hear it again, though?
I've seen him because I see what his little tiny little fingers start, and he's doing things. He's got his headset on, and he's cutting tape.
No.
And then boom. No. Oh, well. No. Oh, well. What is that?
What were you saying?
I don't know. Milk? I don't know.
Milk?
It sounds like milk.
No.
Oat milk. Sounds like oat milk.
No, I'm asking you as a friend.
No, don't put me in that spot.
Why?
No, oat milk. Oat milk.
I think that's right. I think you were talking about maybe your overnight oats.
Yeah, oat milk.
My overnight oats.
Midwestern.
Yeah.
Big Ten.
Texas.
No. You guys are the worst.
How are we the worst?
The worst. It's just take shots at Rick. That's all. It's every day.
Oh, yeah.
Every day.
Here's this is what you wanted.
No, I'm asked to carry the show and speak.
Oh, really, are you?
No, oh, milk. Oh, milk.
Oh, milk. It sounded like he was doing a show in a different country, didn't it?
No, oh, milk.
Like in Turkish sports radio, that would be like, they'd be like, oh, yes.
Yes, good point.
You know what? This guy, he's very good.
No, oh, milk.
Oh, Mill.
Oh, God.
Did you have like a hemorrhage or something, you think?
A mini stroke, maybe?
Maybe.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Not really. I never do that.
What is it, subby?
You said the same thing.
No, I said subby.
And then he said it could go both ways.
No, he doesn't. He said he doesn't like subby.
Well, I like subby. I think subby's better than subby.
I know you like subby.
And that's one. Hang on.
Oh, you going to write that down on the nasty list?
Yeah.
Oh, you got to put Santiago and Santillo for cutting that on me.
Hang on.
No. Oh, well.
Let's see. You're in DiPietro. You took a shot at me. That's three for you. You think they should each get one?
Yeah. Of course they should each get one.
Do you guys agree that the oat milk is worthy of one from each of you?
No. Oh, well. He's played it 10 times already.
Yeah, but it's funny.
He's clearly sending a message.
you're trouble with the
English language. Laugh it up, Santiago.
Language.
I heard you on
right,
the microphone.
So do you guys agree that that is considered a nasty comment and it should be marked down on your ledger?
I mean, if it is, that's a penalty well earned.
It's a nasty comment.
Can I hear one more time just to say
no,
it?
Well,
one more?
We're not the ones who said it.
One more?
No. Oh, well.
Yeah, I think it is.
It's a penalty well earned.
All right. All right. So far, through 1 hour and 5 minutes, Rick, you have taken three shots. RJ, two. Raymond, one. Me, blank slate.
I find that hard to believe.
Point it out when I say nasty
things.
Yeah,
all I know is you complain that no one treats you nice, and then we come back from break and to start the 7 o'clock hour, and it's all Dave.
What does that mean?
Oh, it's just let's highlight Dave because we hurt his feelings.
Oh,
we got a
really?
Call to you. You're like a baby.
Oh, really?
You're like a 50-year-old man baby.
And why is that a bad thing?
It's not.
What do you want me to be? This like serious bookish guy with a pipe? Is that what you want? Well, Rick,
I was watching the Knicks last night,
and my analysis is that, you know, defensively, they just didn't have what you're looking for in the NBA.
Yeah, so all of a sudden, if you're going to be a mature 50-year-old, you need a smoking jacket and a pipe.
That's right.
Okay.
And a lounge chair with a newspaper.
Okay.
And glasses.
Slippers?
Yeah, of course.
All right.
It's good.
I would like to come over to your house one day with all the ATVs and see you in a smoking jacket and some slippers.
ATVs are not installed yet. When they are, we'll have a ribbon cutting.
Oh, what an idea that is.
A ribbon cutting with wings and pizza and games on every television.
Yes.
That's what we'll do.
Yes.
Raymond won't go. Let's go to Jose in Brooklyn. Jose, good morning. You're on 98.7.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I wanted to talk, and I totally missed the rant that you had earlier, Dave. That was actually fantastic because yesterday's game was inexcusable and pathetic. I was watching the fourth quarter and watching that meltdown, and I don't mean to bang on Tibbs because I think that he kind of, like, people, some certain fans want to run him out of town, which I think is a little crazy. But he definitely, like, when they tied the game back up after being up by five, I felt like that timeout was desperately needed. And he kind of let them go out for another minute, and they just didn't get better defensively. It was just a horrible performance and a closeout. And I didn't think that, Hardenstein and Quickly were the right two guys to close out with. That was just my opinion.
But Robinson was bad all game long. I mean, you have him as a defensive presence and a rebounder. He didn't do either last night.
Oh, no, yeah, I thought he was bad also. I'm just not a huge – I just felt like with how the –
So who are you closing with then? So who are you closing with? If you didn't think Mitchell Robinson was good, who are you closing with?
I'm just not a fan of Hardenstein's defense in that situation. I know he plays better than Robinson in a lot of situations and Tibbs trusts him, but I'm just not really feeling he just doesn't float my boat, if you get what I mean.
Well, he's the option. So do you want Jericho Sims then? So if you just told me that Mitchell Robinson shouldn't have closed because he wasn't playing well, and you don't like Hardenstein, you're not going small.
I would rather see Jericho Sims more because he's only played 3 minutes this month.
Well, he's not going to play. He's not in the rotation. They don't trust him, and he's just not going to be an answer down the stretch of games, or really at any point in games. He's not in the rotation. You're not going to see Evan Fournier. You're not going to see these guys.
The four he trusts, and it's usually Mitchell Robinson in that five, but the four he trusts is Julius, Brunson, Hart, and Quickly.
Julius, Brunson, Hart, and Quickly. That is correct.
Right.
That those guys will be on the floor to close every single game.
Now, let's not pretend the defense didn't get bit. It started bad and finished bad.
They didn't play decently defensively.
Yeah, like he's going to blame.
They scored 140 points, Rick.
Tibbs called a timeout and the defense didn't get better. It never got better.
They averaged 35 points a quarter on average.
They shot almost 62%. It never got better.
What did they shoot in the first half? 70%?
They hit their first 10 shots, man.
They shot, 70% in the first half and had 79 points?
79 points, yes, right.
You scored 70 points in the first half and you trailed by 9.
You cut it to 9. You were down 17.
Well, you're getting run out of the building. You knew that wasn't going to last, though. You knew the Knicks had a big run in them. And the thing that's so frustrating to me is you got over the hump, you had a 5-point lead, and you let it slip away. As bad as you were, in my mind, really good teams figure out a way to win a game like that. You had it. You're up 5 with 4 minutes to go. You're home. You have a guy that's having a historic night. Figure out a way to get it done. And they couldn't.
No, they couldn't. And you wasted an unbelievable night from Julius Randle.
I have just stumbled upon, and this is why I get paid weekly on Friday. I wake up Friday morning, check my bank account, and there's a deposit that's made. And this is why I have stumbled across NFL power rankings with Jets acquiring Aaron Rodgers. This is from SI.com. I have him right in front of me as we sit right here, right now. Do you care to take a guess at maybe the top 10 of these power rankings?
Top 10, yeah, I'll take a guess.
All right, let's go around the room.
I'm going to go with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Kansas City Chiefs, number one.
Yes.
Number one. This is Connor Orr, who's very good, who did this list. He says, I think that the Chiefs will be better and more efficient offensively in 2023 than they even were a year ago. All right, so one off the board. RJ, you're looking for two.
Ooh. I'm going to say the Cincinnati Bengals.
RJ, Cincinnati Bengals are number three.
Number three.
Santiago. Raymond, we're looking for two.
What about RJ's 49ers?
Raymond, not typically great at the game.
Oh.
Today, excellent. Niners, number two. Number two.
I'm going to go with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Philadelphia Eagles, number four.
Yes.
Number four on the list. RJ, back to you. Looking for number five.
How about the Buffalo Bills?
No. The Buffalo Bills are number six. Number six. Raymond, I'm looking for number five.
Number five.
Give me five.
RJ already mentioned the Bengals.
I'm gonna do it, Raymond. I feel good.
I'm going to regret this. Where do the Cowboys rank?
Oh, Raymond. Hang on, let me scroll down. I'm not even kidding. Cowboys at nine.
That's actually about right. That's about right.
Rick, we go back to you.
I'm going to go with the New York Jets.
Number five,
yes.
Your New York Jets. Here's what Connor Orr writes about the Jets. I'm going to get skewered for this, he says, but I stand by it. In August 2020, I didn't think the Bucs would be that much better with Tom Brady. We learn from our mistakes. Aaron Rodgers, whenever he actually arrives, is going to come motivated and legacy-minded. I think he'll be a consummate pro and teammate to end his career on a very high note. Helping in that regard will be the presence of Alan Lazard, who is one of my favorite signings so far this offseason. The expectations are there, my friend. The expectations are there. I'll round out the top 10 for you. Dolphins at 7, Jaguars at 8, Lions at 10. Anybody care to venture a guess where the Giants check in here? Where the Giants check in?
You said Detroit's at 10?
Detroit's at 10, yes, which I think they'd be very good.
I'll say the Giants are at 13.
RJ, 13 on the board, higher or lower?
I'm going to go higher on the board. I'm going to take 12.
12. Raymond?
I was going to go in that ballpark, so just to skew higher, I'll say 11.
11 is the Chargers. 13 is the Vikings. RJ, you win your showcase and Rick's showcase. The Giants are number 12.
By the way, write yourself down for a little shot at me during this game, by the way.
What did I do?
Shot. You're on the board.
Put
it right on the
Okay,
game.
I'm not saying no, but I'm saying what did I do?
Cowboy stuff.
No. Typically not good at this game. That's a shot.
Oh, yeah. That's totally a shot.
You know what? You're not wrong. Hang on.
Glad you heard that.
Hang on one moment.
What makes this game so troubling is that we actually miss some of the shots that would actually be blatant for anyone else, basically.
For the Giants, it says, if Darren Waller can stay healthy, the Giants may have found themselves an elite, budget-friendly pass catcher who can immediately improve Daniel Jones' life. I like this receiving core better than most. While it lacks a true star, having a quarterback who can move in the pocket and manipulate defenses, plus a complimentary running game, takes away the necessity of a transformative-type receiver. And that's his analysis on the locals and the power rankings early for 2023. This portion of the show driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, the number one volume Ford group in the Northeast. Huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. Can I ask a follow-up question, though, Ray, to my my insult of you?
I mean, you're going to anyway, so go right ahead.
What I said was factually accurate, right? You're not great at these games.
It's still a shot.
I think he's been better, though.
I think maybe so. All right, you know what? I marked it down.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
I guess it's just been posted on ESPN.com. I have it right in my hands. Mel Kiper Jr.'s mock draft 3.0, Rick. And he's going to join us at 8 o'clock this morning. So that's a good get from RJ.
Question is, how much of the... Did he get the whipped cream and how much is left?
I can't answer that for you. RJ, do you actually have confirmation that he received the whipped cream?
I do not, actually.
So... You haven't spoken to Mel. You've gone through his people to line this up?
I have gone through his people, and it has not been broached in terms of the topic of whipped cream.
Maybe he's under orders not to. Maybe he's keeping you in suspense.
Oh. So you can't reach out directly to Mel?
No, I can.
This is his busy time of year.
I understand. Who else is sending him cases of whipped cream?
No, you're right. I can, and I think...
Would it be well received?
Yes, it'd be fine.
So if you reached out to Mel, he'd be like, oh, love the show, love to come on anytime you want.
Yes. But like I said yesterday, I usually play that card when we get closer to the actual draft, because then he's actually being taken off general availability because he's that important.
Right. So we get to April 20th and you reach out to his handlers. You say, we'd love Mel to join the show. And they say, Mel's not joining your show.
That's right. So I play that card when we get closer. Right so, now, I just kind of find my lane in between. Okay, when does he have availability? Because we're in that conversation. They'll work us in.
Now, did you tell her, listen, 8 o'clock, that's CMT zone?
I initially would have liked 7:45. 7:35.
Right.
If we're going right behind the curtain. Or maybe 8:10.
Yeah, like a little, just a scooch later in the 8 o'clock hour would have been nice.
And I was told, listen... 8 would work best. I said, for Mel, 8 works. Hmm.
So you really cut off your own segment to better the show.
And I think that's the right choice.
You're going to be a great dad.
He sacrifices. This is what he does.
You're going to be a phenomenal father.
Well, I ask myself, would I like to hear from me or Mel? And both, but Mel.
But CMT is a very popular segment.
That deserves to get steamrolled by Mel when it needs to.
All right. I think you sell yourself short, but that's fine.
And I've seen the numbers on Mel, and he just does wonderful ratings.
Does it really? Honestly, it does big numbers?
Big numbers.
Why don't we book him daily?
I think that'd be too much.
Do you think it would be oversaturated with Mel?
I mean, and you know how much money that would cost Rick in whipped cream?
Well, I don't think you have to up the whipped cream sending.
If you want to go daily?
I think you're going to have to if you're going to go daily.
Yeah, maybe we could go bi-week. Wait, is bi-weekly twice a week or that's every other week?
You could just say every other week.
No, I don't want every other week. I want twice a week.
Oh.
No, we're not doing it twice a week.
Well, I'd like to do it twice a week.
Well, you can do it then.
You're running up quite the tab for Rick.
Right.
I offered to pay for part of this, and he said no.
Yeah, it's not the money part of it.
Well, what is it?
It's everything else. It's getting the cooler and the ice, and then wrapping, packaging it, and then sending it. I can't just go online and send them. They won't. I can't get it to his house.
Well, this is why Dave volunteers. He knows you won't take him up on
no.
that.
No. First of all, you don't want me to get involved with at that level. I wouldn't be very good.
You can't get involved at that level.
No, you don't want me to have coolers and buy whipped cream and freeze-dried and packaging. Like that goes above and beyond what I'm capable of doing.
Yeah, but that's what I need help with. I don't need help. Like the financial part of it is not a problem. It's all the other stuff that
goes into
it.
All right, you know what? Next time I'm sending it.
You mean Sherry? No, because I'm not going
to
do that
to Sherry. No, no, next time, when is the next shipment supposed to go out?
We'll have to ask him how much he's got left.
All right. When we find out how much he has left, I'm sending the next shipment.
It's got to be before the draft, though, because we got to juice him up.
Of course it will be. I'm thinking probably like next week or the week after.
Oh, this is going to go so poorly.
Why would you say that? You have zero confidence in me.
Right.
Zero.
That's great. You know what? Do you see what I deal with?
You asked.
You have no confidence in me whatsoever?
In other aspects of life, 100%. To be a good friend and be there and a great host, yes. To get this done...
So you think I'm such a buffoon, I can't send a package of whipped cream to another person?
I don't know if you know how difficult this is.
You buy a box, you buy the whipped cream, you put it in the box,
no.
And you send it off.
No. It's you not have to that get it. Simple. It's got to go in a cooler with the ice packaging, and then you got to put it in a box.
It's a dairy product.
And then you send it off. You can't get Mel sick.
Yeah, trying to poison Mel Kiper.
Imagine that. Todd McShay will be doing the draft this year solo. I mean, why? Mel Kiper's in the hospital.
Yeah, Mel won't be able to sit at the draft table for 10 hours. Like,
which he's done his entire career. Never gone to the bathroom one time. All of a sudden, Dave's in charge of the whipped cream. And the
where'd
guy
Mel
can't
go? He's,
at the table.
He's in the facility.
Yeah.
Mel, are you having an issue with your stomach?
Yeah. Mel's spray painting the walls of the bathroom on the draft.
Yeah.
Because Dave thought he could do it.
I'm in next time.
No.
I'm telling you, it's me. I'm doing it.
Sherry's not allowed to touch anything, then.
That's fine.
I'll do it. I'll do it.
No,
I don't trust you.
No, I'm doing it.
I got
too
an
bad.
Extra cooler. I'll do it.
Then you know what? Then I'm doing it in addition to you. Then he's going to be inundated with whipped cream.
I don't want to be associated with whatever you're sending.
Too bad. What do you think I'm going
to
send?
RJ, explain to him that he's just not capable of doing this.
What do you think I'm going to send to him? A woman that pops out of the thing with whipped cream all over? No, I'm going to send him the whipped cream.
I hope that Rick's
escalates.
Rick shows up, and then like 4 days later, Dave shows up in like a sloppily taped up FedEx box.
Spoiled, rotten whipped cream leaking out the side.
When David Spade picks up Tommy Boy and it's his luggage, it's just a trash bag. They just show up just in like a half chewed up box.
Oh, this is a good tweet. This is Jose from Brooklyn. He said, thanks so much for taking my call. Rick, I like you, but you got to calm down your style just bashing whatever callers say to make you look like a clown rather than a professional radio host. He said, listen to learn. You should learn more from Dave. He's a very good caller, Jose.
Yeah, great caller. He made really good points.
He's a very good caller.
I don't
caller.
Like Hartenstein, and I don't think Mitchell Robinson played well. So I don't want to finish with Hartenstein or Mitchell Robinson. So, yeah, that's...
See, therein lies the difference. I appreciate and respect and really adore the callers. You tolerate very nasty to these people.
False.
Very nasty.
You're an idiot. I adore the callers.
Can I mark that down? He just said I'm an idiot.
Don't call in and just say stupid stuff and not get you're not going to get challenged on it.
Can I mark that down, Raymond? He just said, quote, you're an idiot. Yes.
I think calling somebody an idiot is rude.
All right. That's four.
Very sensitive today.
Even if it's deserved. It's very
sensitive.
Rude.
I mean,
deserved, wasn't it, Santiago?
Not commenting on whether or not it was deserved. I'm just saying, even if it was, it's still rude.
Very rude. I mean, the way you treat us here on the show, if you walked down the street and treated the normal person like this, they'd slap you across the face. They'd be like, listen, how much is this head of broccoli? And she'd be like, oh, it's $9.99. You'd be like, $9.99? You're an idiot. She slapped you right across the face.
Yeah, but people don't talk to me the way you talk to me.
Exactly. You don't talk to people the way you talk to us on the show.
No, people don't, the way you talk to me and treat me.
How did I treat you poorly?
Because you denigrate me.
I didn't do that at all. I said, I'd like to be the next one to send the whipped cream, and you guys are like, you can't do that.
Yeah.
You're not capable. You think I'm a buffoon.
No, no one said buffoon. RG, just I mean, know your limitations.
All right. Damian Woody was on Bart and Hahn yesterday and was asked the question, is OBJ the right move for the Giants?
I don't know what Oda expect his market to be. You know, coming off two ACLs, what does he expect to make? Because I know he made the comment like, I'm not, you know, no one said I want to make 20, but I damn sure got to make more than $4 million. Well, what does he expect his market to be with the injuries that he sustained? And the fact that he hasn't had a 1,000-yard season in, what, 4 years? So do I think he will help the Giants? Absolutely. Giants need a lot of help on the perimeter. But I think it's all about Odell and recognizing what he thinks his market is.
So 3 years, $30 million. You're the Giants. You feel good about that?
3 years, $30
million? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I would feel good about that.
Yeah, I think so too.
I mean, the issue is, I mean, do you trust his health?
I mean, they're going to have to leave that up to the team doctors, right? I mean, he has not played a full season in quite some time.
He's played 20 games over the last 3 years?
Two ACL issues. That's I mean,
same knee.
That's a lot. You know that. That's a lot.
Well, he had the ankle, and then he had the hernia, and he's got two ACLs, same knee. But then you go back and you remember what he looked like in that
Super Bowl
game, and you're like, yeah.
He was awesome.
Yeah, he was great. So, I mean, I would imagine now that he's working out and he wants to show himself off that he's feeling good and Giants could use help. He was on Aaron Rodgers' list. I don't know what that means.
It means the Jets are interested.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Now, do you get points deducted when you do nice things or only when you're nasty you get
only
points
when
in?
You're nasty.
So you can't reverse them?
No.
Well, you're still a
There's
genius.
There's not enough room in the studio for two scoreboards.
And we can paint the walls, too.
Yeah, I've heard soundproofing is really
easy. I don't understand. Why, RJ, look at the walls in here. There's
it's
like a
spongy
like a,
material. It's like carpet.
I don't think it is a spongy material.
Get up and feel it. Yeah. I'm telling you.
All right, fine. I'm getting up. Hang on. You carry. I'm getting up.
Yeah, I'll carry.
All right,
I'm
walking
over
to the wall.
Yeah, yeah, which clearly are not meant to be painted.
Yeah, you can't paint that.
Of course you can't.
Absolutely not.
Thank you for confirming.
No, you can't paint that. That will not work.
Hard-hitting
coverage.
Yeah, you
can't paint that.
No, there's no chance you can paint that. I didn't realize that it was made out of that. I thought it was just a wall.
No. What we do is we have a beautiful mural painted.
A mural?
Yes.
And we hang the mural over the soundproof wall.
Right.
Yep, that's exactly
that's
what
right.
we do.
There you go.
We call up Alec Monopoly. It's going to cost us quite a bit of money.
Who's Monopoly?
Alec Monopoly.
Who's this guy?
And we have him paint a beautiful, I mean, me.
Raymond. You know who we use? I have a guy. Graphics Joker.
Oh, he could do good work, too.
He's great. And he won't cost nearly as much as Alec Monopoly.
Alec Monopoly is pricey. Real pricey.
Well, of course, I mean, it looks like this is he's a big star.
Yeah, maybe we stretch the budget out a little bit, though.
I don't think there will be a budget. He's a New York guy.
It's long enough with the 15K posters, whatever you call those things, that we need to spice up the studio.
Grew up in New York, Alec Monopoly.
Yep.
Yeah. Be nice. All right. Whatever. We can't have these barren walls the way some studios do once we're a big time morning show.
I had a buddy say to me that he has a spot for us in Queens that we could build out as our own private DPHO and Rothenberg studio.
Really?
Own private studio.
And would he furnish it and build it and the whole thing, or we would have to do everything on our own?
No, we would, yeah. Well, I mean, I think we'd have to get the equipment to make it functional, but like all the other stuff.
There's no this will never happen.
I'm just letting you know that there was an offer made.
It's very generous. Enter to win two free tickets. See the Islanders face off against the New Jersey Devils at home on March 27th. Just download the ESPN New York app, scroll down to contest, and submit your entry. For full contest rules, go to ESPNNewYork.com. So we are 6 minutes away from CMT. Remember when you said you think the Jets might also have some interest in Odell Beckham?
Yeah, I'm sure they do have interest, yeah.
Well, here is Dan Graziano on Get Up saying just that. The Jets and Giants both interested.
We've heard both New York teams, the Giants, yes, they brought it. They're one of the teams that brought him in December. Remember when he went to, he visited Cowboys, he visited Buffalo. So they've had some interest. Now the Giants have done some work at wide receiver this offseason. It's been a lot of low cost stuff. And then of course the Jets, Diana Rossini's report last week that he was one of the guys that Aaron Rodgers would like them to look into. I don't think you can rule that out either. He has a market. It's just a matter of finding the right deal for a guy that missed all of last season, is coming off two ACLs. You really don't know for sure what kind of player he is at this stage in his career.
Oh, you know what I got for you right here? This is why I'm good. I'm going to start CMT a little early. I'm going to ask you. I'm going to ask RJ, too. I'm going to put you to your own medicine, RJ. CMT, Odell Beckham, Jets, Giants, Bills. Oh.
You're so proud of yourself.
How good is that? Come on.
Look at how happy you are.
I'm so happy.
He's got a big giant smile on his face.
That's right, and I'm waving my hands back and forth.
Where do you think he's going to sign, or where would you like him to sign?
Well, that's a good question. Where do you think he's going to sign?
RG, you want to go first?
You know what I should do is quit.
Why do you quit?
I know what's happened here. I know exactly what's happened here.
This is my only chance to exact revenge.
All right, hang on. Let me mark that down.
No.
Oh, yeah, you should quit because Dave...
Rick, is that not a nasty thing?
That's not nasty. No. Not at all. Not at all.
Rick, is that nasty?
No, it's factual. That's not nasty.
But factual can also be nasty.
That's all you
have to do. So if you walk up to a fat person on the street, like, excuse me, you're fat, that's nasty. Factual, nasty.
That's not what happened here.
Pretty much.
All right. Okay, I'll be you. All right, I'll play your little game. I will trash the Bills.
Trash the Bills?
I don't think they have enough money. I know that they just brought back Jordan Poyer. They had to let Tremaine Edmonds go to, I mean, Chicago gave him a ton of money. But I think they're going to have to get creative from here forward, which, you know, a lot of teams even have the money to sign their draft class and things like that.
Can you write this down so when this does come to fruition, we see who wins and who loses?
Hot take.
I'll write it down right here.
What a guy.
You see the Bills just signed, though, running back.
Damian Harris.
Sure. Yep.
So I will trash the Bills.
Trash the Bills.
I will cuddle.
Aww.
The Jets.
Oh, you think he's going to the Giants?
And of the three choices, because I think if the Jets were going to do it, I do think they're interested, but I think it's just to kind of give a nod of, hey, Aaron, we're trying. We're not going to get everyone, but we're trying. Lazard, that's your guy. And the fact that they haven't cut Corey Davis yet. Maybe he's going to be around next year.
Well, they're talking about Corey Davis could be involved in this deal.
Right, but is that, I mean...
And maybe Elijah Moore.
Corey Davis
is I don't know how attractive
right
Corey
now.
Davis is.
Yeah,
it serves a purpose.
Elijah Moore I could see being the interesting piece. And I, of the trio, I will marry a reunion with the Giants.
Okay.
I think it makes sense.
Wow.
Of those three.
Now, let me ask you this before Rick moves on to his answer. Mm-hmm. You said of those three. Is there another team you're looking at that should have been on the board that I didn't include?
No. Okay. I don't know where else he would or could go who's interested, but somebody with a little more money, I would assume. But
Rick, what do you think?
I'm going to trash Buffalo.
Fine, just like RJ.
Who?
Told you it was a good question.
I'm going to cuddle the Giants.
Oh. You're going to marry the Jets.
I'm going to marry the Jets.
Raymond, you want to break the tie here?
I am actually with RJ. I do trash Buffalo for the reasons that have been mentioned. I don't know about the cap space. I'm not necessarily sure Odell would like to go to Buffalo. The Jets I'll cuddle because I do think that they're actually a very viable place for him. I think the Aaron Rodgers thing... tell you what, if the Aaron Rodgers thing happens sooner rather than later, I could see that the chances for the Jets rising a little bit. But right now, gun to my head, it's the Giants for Odell.
Wow.
Marry an Odell to the Giants.
Wow. Can you imagine that? Odell back to the Giants? Now, you know what you do if you sign Odell back to the Giants? I don't think you pigeonhole yourself into taking a receiver at 25.
Well, no, of course not. I mean, how many receivers are you going to have?
Well, they're going to get receivers.
Yeah, but you got, I mean, you brought in Campbell. You bring back Slayton.
Hodgins.
You got Hodgins. You got Wandale coming back.
Yep.
You got Shepard coming back.
Yep. Then Odell. Actually, let's count this along here. So it's Hodgins, Wandale, Shepard, Slayton.
Campbell.
Who else am I missing? Oh, Campbell. Am I missing someone else that they already have?
That's five.
Then if you add Odell and draft the receiver, now you're at seven.
And you have Darren Waller.
Well, but he's a tight end.
No, but I just mean pass catchers, like balls.
Well, I don't necessarily think that Shepard is going to be heavily involved in the Giants.
Well, I guess the problem there would be... you start getting down to fourth receivers, those guys have to play special teams, and Odell's not playing special teams.
Wait, but Odell's not a fourth receiver.
No, but you start bumping some of those guys down where you sign them with the intention of keeping them, I would think, and they don't play special teams either. Like Paris Campbell's not playing special teams.
Well, they signed the guy from the Jets who's a special teamer.
Jeff Smith.
Jeff Smith.
Be nice.
I don't know, man. Here's the reason why I married the Jets is because between the Fletcher Cox thing and every other one of these ones, like these high...
Orlando Brown, too.
Orlando Brown. Like, they're all in.
Yeah, the Jets do have a higher sense of win now, especially with the Rodgers.
Of course they do.
I could see them being more...
You want to change your pick?
No,
it's Aaron Rodgers.
I'm still with the Giants because, to me, like I think that's what Odell wants. I think he may even take a little less money to go back to the Giants. He feels clearly that he has unfinished business there. I don't think he ever really wanted to leave.
So. Would you feel upset if he took less money than Brandon Cooks is getting this year?
No, because...
From you, less than
Brandon
12.
Brandon Cooks just redid his deal.
Yeah, he just redid his deal, so...
Again.
I mean, it really does is just gives him more bonus money up front, but like the deals become voidable after the second year, so it's really not that big a deal.
All right, Mel Kiper, 15 minutes away. RJ Santillo waits no longer for no man. It's CMT.
To cuddle.
Oh, yeah.
To marry.
We'll see naked ladies.
Or to trash.
The attack did he.
That is the question.
All right, and it's all brought to you by Jack Pocket. That was a quality question, Dave.
Thank you.
That's a nice thing I'm saying to you.
I appreciate that.
How would that look, Garrett nice. Wilson, Odell, and Elijah Moore in the slot? Oof. And
that would be, listen, that would be dangerous.
Even how you're looking now.
Yeah, how you look now is pretty
good.
Scary.
Like Lazard,
yeah, we look great.
Lazard's great on third downs. He's a really good blocker. He
except
brings a lot.
Except you actually don't have a quarterback.
That's right.
Right now. Other than that,
we have
really
the intention. We have the intentions.
The intentions
of a quarterback.
Of a quarterback. Yes. So right now, it's Lazard. It's Moore. It's Corey Davis, and it's Garrett Wilson. Pretty good.
It's really good.
Maybe
pretty
it's
good.
A diabolical pop by Aaron to just get Zach Wilson all these weapons.
It sounds like Aaron is. It sounds like Aaron is reaching out to God. It sounds. I wouldn't. You got to believe that Aaron Rodgers already talked to Odell.
I think that qualifies as a mean thing.
Why would that be a mean thing?
No, I don't think it was not a shot at any of us. Oh, so
it's
no,
it's a shot at Rick.
Rick, did you see that as a shot at you?
Veiled. It was a veiled shot.
No, I'm not going to mark it down.
Yeah.
Raymond, I got your back on that one. All right, RJ, go.
All righty, we'll get to an Aaron Rodgers question in just a moment.
What a surprise.
Well, I think it's a good one, though.
That was a shot.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, close. Close. So, talked about the Knicks earlier and possible playoff aspirations. Looks like the Knicks probably going to be matched up with the Cavs, barring something unforeseen. As of now... The Rangers are lined up with the Devils. So I ask you, which is most likely to win at least a playoff series? The Knicks, the Rangers, or neither?
He went with neither.
I'll trash neither.
Sprinkle in the Islanders?
No, he doesn't even consider the Islanders to be a real team. That's what he told me off the air.
I did not say that.
I'll trash neither. I think you're going to get... I think there's a good chance both win. So I'll trash neither.
No, why couldn't you go both?
I don't have that as an option.
That's more. I'm asking RJ.
That's more optimistic. I wanted to take the more.
You know, he's very negative.
Devious route.
I'm going to cuddle the Knicks. And the Rangers were two games away from going to the Stanley Cup final last year. I will marry the Rangers.
And to answer your question, I wasn't going to put you in a position to trash the Islanders because of this trio. I mean, are you picking the Islanders to beat the? The Bruins, possibly?
No, the Hurricanes.
Okay, would they beat the Hurricanes?
Could,
would they?
I think I have a lot more respect for the Islanders than he does, Rick.
We're
going
to make
that.
The playoffs. Okay?
You'd pick the Islanders to beat the Canes?
No.
Okay, then.
I could.
I don't think it'd be a wild
with
pick.
Sorokin?
Do you know Sorokin, RJ?
Ilya?
Have you heard of a guy named Ilya Sorokin?
Yeah. Familiar with his work?
Ilya. I-L-Y-A. Ilya. Just Yarkin?
You're the worst.
Why?
How do you guys feel about a potential tattoo bet tonight?
For who?
For me.
How do you say that name, by the way? Is it Hushka?
Against who?
On the point?
Yeah, on the point. Against Bissonnette.
It'll never be followed through.
It'll fall through.
I don't know.
He called the Islanders boring.
Okay.
He's a humongous Toronto Maple Leafs fanboy. And I go tattoo bet. Islanders win tonight. He's got to get a Islanders tattoo.
I look forward to their annual first-round exit.
You're gonna make a wager where you mar your body forever because of a regular season hockey game?
I'm asking. I said potentially. I don't know.
Listen, from my perspective, it feels like that's too much for this game.
It's too much.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a first round series. Obviously, they can't mean the first round, but like playoff series, then you put that on the table.
I'm trying to defend my Islanders.
I understand that.
Maybe so. Bissonnette in a lot of commercials. I need Rick in more commercials. That's what I need.
Is there a chance we're going to see you in a commercial soon?
I told you Monday I'm filming a commercial.
Oh, it's not filmed yet.
I don't know where you'll see it.
I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, I'm not sure where you'll see it. I agree with Dave across the board.
Alrighty. So, not sure if you saw this yesterday. Brian Duhaime. Does that name mean anything to you, Dave?
Brian Duhaime. That's Debbie Duhaime's son.
That's right.
Yeah.
So he. By the way, Debbie. Not sure if you just joined us here on this fine program, which you should every single day. Debbie's still not with us.
No.
Still boycotting the show.
Right. She took another day.
Yeah.
Still crisping. Yep.
So, I ask you this, Dave. Brian replied to a tweet yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
That mentioned, I believe it was Lonnie, who said...
Did you hear Don go crazy on Lonnie yesterday?
Yeah, there's
a battle
there really
going
is.
On right now.
So, the tweet, though, mentioned Dave being pummeled by Brian.
Why are we so pro-physical violence?
No one is yet, we don't know.
Well, here's why. Brian himself replied to the aforementioned tweet mentioning that he could pummel Dave. He said, "You know it." And that's a quote.
Wow. Okay.
So, so let's cuddle, marry, trash the next course of action here before Dave. Does he put his tail between his legs and own up to his mistakes and apologize? With no caveats, just an apology.
Did nothing wrong. Why would I apologize?
That's a caveat.
Okay.
So,
if I've offended anybody?
I did nothing wrong. I made a declaration. And if anything.
Oh, no.
You made a declaration. What are you, John Hancock?
If anything.
What are you, one of the founding fathers?
Debbie should be apologizing to me, and I'll tell you why.
Could you imagine up there? Dave up there in Philadelphia? Yeah. I got to be honest. I should have been the first to sign.
Hancock, get out of the way. All right. Here is what, in actuality, should have happened.
Now the signature shall be known as the Dave Rothenberg.
That's right.
I'll need your Dave Rothy right here.
This is my friend Subby.
Subby, get up here.
Subby, come on. I got Subby. I was misplayed, and I'll tell you why. All right? Mistreated as well. Because I said on the air I needed to leave by 10 o'clock. The fact that she bust into the studios the way she did and demanded a picture.
Bust in the studios and demanded.
It says a lot about her. I was thinking about this. It says a lot about Debbie that she would try to take me out of a promise I made to myself.
The nerve of this guy.
All right. So that's what I'm saying. So go ahead with your question.
Well, that was the first option.
Yeah.
The second option, maybe you've already, you know, shined a light on this as a possible outcome. Will Dave continue to double down and possibly eventually get crushed by
I think we're past double down,
Debbie's son.
Okay.
Or is it just time for Dave to go into hiding because he's in danger?
I'm marrying any of those. Why would I marry any of those?
Marry double down.
Well, I think you double down. Yeah. I mean, you've already tripled and quadrupled down.
Go ahead. Rick, you go first here.
What he should do or what he's going to do?
And if you're going to double down, by the way, I'm going to retweet it from the show account. Show me something, Dave. Reply to the tweet, then.
To what tweet?
Brian Duhaime.
You won't do it.
At DR on ESPN.
I went after Draymond Green. You think I'm scared of Brian Duhaime?
Brian Duhaime is actually going to see it.
Yeah, he's actually
That's
looking
the
for
difference.
You.
Look, I have no issue with Brian Duhaime. He has an issue with me.
You have an issue with his mother.
No. By the way, did you guys happen to see that Dylan Brooks and Kyrie did the jersey swap?
Oh, very awkward.
Kyrie wouldn't take the jersey.
Very awkward.
After going 0-8 in the fourth quarter and losing again.
I don't want your jersey. Take a good long.
All right, can we please stay on track here?
All right, I asked the question: is this what he's going to do or what he should do?
What he's going to do?
No, I'm marrying double, triple, quadruple down. Marrying that.
Let's make that very clear.
I would say he's better. He's more likely to go in hiding than he is to apologize. So I'll cuddle hiding, and I will trash tail between the legs.
All right, Dave, been retweeted.
Okay. When I see this thing, I will. What do you want me to do? Go after this guy now?
Yes.
But I'm not looking for a fight from this guy.
Well, he is.
Come get some. Come get some.
No, I'm not looking for it. I'm not looking to incite him. I have no issue with him. He has an issue with me. If he wants to come
incited.
After me, then come after me.
He's already incited.
Yeah, the exact context. The dude, so he's in a picture wearing it's a Christmas picture from the Duhaime family. The dude in the Santa hat, that's Brian, is going to smoke
No,
you,
it's
Dave.
Not.
That's Brian, yes.
Yep.
Said, that's been
the big one with the hat on?
The big one with the hat on is Brian, yes.
And he replies, you know it.
Oh, okay. God.
All right. Then come get some, Brian.
Oh, no.
Come get some.
this is not wise. He's going to powerbomb you through it.
Whatever. Whatever. At this point, I mean, what do I have to lose? I don't care.
Your life?
He's the ability to walk.
Listen, I just want this for the record. I have no issue with Brian Duhaime. I have no issue with Debbie, other than the fact you tried to take me out of something I said I was going to do.
You clearly do have an issue, though.
No, I think Debbie's all about Debbie. I think that she wants a photo when she wants a photo.
And there it is.
It's like, you know what? If Springsteen is about to go on stage.
Are you Springsteen?
I'm just saying, if Springsteen is about to walk on stage at the Garden, and a fan is backstage, and they say, oh, Bruce, I'd love a photo right now. He's, listen, I can't do it now. I'm about to go on stage. I needed to go home, I needed to nap, and I needed to watch 12 hours of basketball. Any other day, I'm there for you, Debbie. That day, I couldn't do it. And don't make me to be the bad guy.
Brian, I don't know this man. We are not friends.
Your mind is a wild place. Alrighty, so, mentioned Aaron Rodgers' question. So, Jets stuff aside, I wanted to ask you the following. At their peak and in their prime, you get one of these quarterbacks for a full season that includes the playoffs. Who are you taking for your team? Is it Mr. Rodgers?
Mr. Rodgers.
Is it Peyton Manning?
Won't you be my neighbor?
Or is it John Elway? One full season of service. Just one.
And that playoffs?
That includes the playoffs and everything.
That includes the playoffs.
All right. I think there's only, honestly, there's only one answer.
You're marrying Elway.
You have to marry Elway. In fact, and this is not a shot. This doesn't go on the list. I don't think this is a great question because I think it's very obvious. I think you marry Elway. I think you cuddle Peyton. Aww. And I think you trash Rodgers. And Rick, I think you'll agree with me because you want to win the whole thing. What quarterback gives you the best chance to win the whole thing? It's not, I mean, of those three, it's not Rodgers.
Wow.
That's a lot of shade at Peyton Manning.
How's it shade at Peyton Manning?
Peyton Manning's the only one who's proven to win as a mercenary.
I just cuddled Peyton Manning. How's it a shot at Peyton?
And Elway didn't win until the last two. The narrative on Elway was much
Elway
different.
Elway went to five Super Bowls.
Well, exactly. The narrative in 95.
His team was... No, this is a terrible... You weren't even born. His team was inferior in those three Super Bowls. They had no chance to win. They went to the Super Bowls because of Elway.
Would you not admit, though, the narrative in 96, 7 was much different on John Elway. Much different.
Maybe. But I look at Elway as one of the... I mean... Great, great quarterbacks ever.
Well, here's
went part to of, five Super Bowls.
Here's part of the point. How'd the first three go? Here's part of the point of the question, though. If you were ranking those three, would you definitely take Elway over the other two? And the whole career encompassing.
Giving you a chance to audible.
Omaha! I don't think Elway's going to be first.
If I'm taking them and play up, boy, you poo-poo Elway tremendously.
You're poo-pooing Peyton.
I'm not poo-pooing
Peyton.
Yeah,
but you're saying
Peyton.
For a season, though. Yeah, I mean, the question was a season.
And you also said, RJ, who would you marry? Postseason matters, too.
It RJ, does. Who would you marry?
I think I'd take... I think you're right. I think I would take Elway.
Oh, my God.
But I think the conversation is closer than you're giving it credit. I don't think it's that obvious.
Okay. Rick?
I'll marry Elway.
Yeah. You cuddle Peyton and you trash Rodgers.
Yeah, but I don't know if I mean Rodgers could be my quarterback.
Yeah, but there's nothing. It's not like you're trashing him against Jimmy Garoppolo. You're trashing him against Elway and Peyton.
By the way, Rodgers has some of the great playoff moments ever. Not in Super Bowls. Some great losses
Hail Marys.
But Peyton Manning, you know, to your point, Dave, no playoff darling most of the time.
Right, but Peyton has won twice, won with two different teams, and...
So if Rodgers wins with the Jets, he...
Oh, if Rodgers wins with the Jets, and you ask me this question in a year from now, I think we have a different answer.
You'd marry Rodgers.
I don't know that I'd marry Rodgers, but I would consider marrying Rodgers.
I gotta tell you, I think I would.
All the answers are right inside me.
I think I would if you won a Super Bowl.
If he comes here and wins a Super Bowl with the Jets, who haven't been to a Super Bowl in 50-plus years, that would be incredible.
I think you could make a case he's the third greatest quarterback ever, then.
Behind what, Montana and Brady?
Yep.
Think of what he could gain by he's going to come here whenever it happens. It has the caliber of season we know he's capable of having. He could win his fifth MVP, which would tie Peyton Manning. And then if he wins a Super Bowl, I mean, you're talking, I don't know if it's top three, but it's...
It goes, you know what? When you right do the Mount Rushmore, he's in full consideration for it.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.